A Pacific Gas and Electric Company town hall meeting included updates on rates, the removal of a Potter Valley Dam, and the status of local projects. The November 19th town hall presentations covered the company's successes, including expansion of new business connections and improved communication on outages, and challenges. Foremost in the latter category is energy affordability. This year sees an average total rate increase of about 13%. The increase has been phased, with the latest increase in effect as of October 1st. Tony Walls, PG&E's regional senior manager, said the company's rates will stabilize over the next 2 years and measures are being taken to limit costs.
We're taking actions to limit average annual increases of combined electric and gas bills to no more than 3% through 2026 without sacrificing safety. We are reducing our operating costs by working more efficiently, and we are building a resilient, sustainable energy system to meet our customers' future energy needs. In 2023, we saved $510 million in operating costs, and this year we're working to save up to $1 billion in operating costs with over 200 initiatives.
During the town hall's question and answer period, Dave Canny, PG&E's North Coast Vice President, was asked about how the removal of the Potter Valley Hydroelectric Project Scott Dam will affect water availability for the area's residents. Last year, PG&E released a draft version of a plan to remove two Potter Valley dams and most of its facilities. Canny gave an update on it, including an updated timeline on PG&E's license surrender application.
We are working with a number of parties and interested parties, including the County of Lake and the United States Forest Service, to ensure that the community has what it needs following the removal of that dam. But our primary focus at this time is ensuring that we do that safely. As you may know, that dam has some seismic challenges associated with it, and it's important that we focus on the safe and efficient removal of that dam. We're anticipating filing the licensee application in the middle of next year, and there's an ongoing process with a number of proponents to ensure that the community is well taken care of following the removal of the dam.
The town hall also included updates on PG&E projects in Mendocino County and in Arcata and Eureka in Humboldt.
Moving to Mendocino and the Willits Bike and Rail Trail project. This project is on Bechtel and East Hill Roads in Willits in Mendocino County. It includes the installation of sidewalks and a roadway extension to enhance safety and walkability for pedestrians and cyclists in proximity to our maintenance yard and in collaboration with the city. Additional improvements include bike lanes and crosswalks at critical intersections, enhancing traffic and pedestrian safety. This project promotes safer and more accessible transportation options for pedestrians and cyclists in the community, and follows through on a long-term commitment. We expect to complete the sidewalk phase by the end of December and the roadway extension by March of 2025. Next, in Humboldt County, the 13th and Bayview Gas Distribution Project will be located near Redwood Park in Arcata along Redwood Park Road near Bayview Street. Crews are expecting to begin work in January, weather permitting. The updated schedule reflects a significantly reduced time frame compared to an original 3-week plan to minimize impacts to the community. Crews will replace high pressure gas distribution mains and services along a narrow section of Redwood Park Road. This work will enhance the safety and reliability of the gas distribution system and ensuring long-term benefits for the community. A temporary road closure on Redwood Park Road near Bayview Street will be required to perform the work safely. The closure will impact community access to Redwood Park and the Arcata Community Forest, and we appreciate the community's understanding as we complete the work. To minimize these impacts, the project team has significantly reduced the construction timeline from the 3 weeks I mentioned to just 1 week, minimizing disruptions. Additionally, the team has proactively communicated with directly affected residents to keep them informed about project scope, schedule, and temporary access restrictions. And finally, another gas project that recently completed in Humboldt County is the Dulleson Street Distribution Main Replacement Project. This project was along a residential area of Dulleson Street between 2nd and 5th in Eureka. It involved multiple phases and completed last month. The project will enhance the safety and reliability of our gas distribution system for residents and businesses in the city of Eureka.
PG&E has been upgrading and fire-safing its systems, and Canny said cost-saving measures will allow the company to, quote, complete more important work without raising rates. For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.